What can an arts organization do to keep the creative spirit alive and growing in its community? Should it promote all artists equally, or should it seek to raise standards, educate, and set the stage for the artistic growth of future generations? Arts Maui was founded to improve public awareness of the island's artists, with the additional goal of challenging its members to keep pushing themselves to a level that invites comparison with any artists anywhere. Arts Maui is preparing a 2016 season, and board member Jim Polin is on the line to tell us about it. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific, thanks.
All right, thanks for taking the time. Jim,
My pleasure. I was
looking on your website about the whole spirit at which with which Arts Maui was founded, and it was intended to be perhaps a little bit competitive and challenging. Is that accurate to say?
Well, challenging and competitive, certainly. I think many artists are. Mm-hmm. Some produce art just for themselves. Some produce to be commercial, to sell and support their lifestyle, and others just want to see where they're at against their peers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of all three of those things.
Well, one of the comments that was made at the time of the organization's founding, you know, what was it, 78, 79, was that there was a concern that we weren't getting better.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we really encourage for our artists to do who are submitting, is to challenge themselves to, this is a chance to present new work. And again, I think to bounce off your peers, and our jurors are brought from off island. So you get a different exposure level and a different point of reference from the jurors who might choose the selected works for the show.
And
so we encourage them to do new work, experimental work, large work. Schaefer Gallery, where at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, is over 4,000 square feet, and it really gives you a chance to submit large work to a juried show that you can't do anywhere else in the state. Our motto is, if it fits through the door, it's eligible.
Now, you're talking about the juried show that is coming up that you folks are putting together in March, and so it's a juried exhibition as opposed to a kind of a catch-all exhibition, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's a juried exhibition, and like I say, there's a different juror every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always brought in from off island, so they can be not know as many of our local artists, and hopefully just choose what they feel is the best.
Sure. Which, of course, I mean, there's no way to get away from subjectivity in dealing in an area like this, right? But
well, absolutely, and that's one thing that that's really important for artists to understand when they're submitting to jury shows, is mm-hmm. it's one person's subjective feelings. So many people will have their, you know, they pour their heart and their soul into their artwork, and if it's not selected, it can be soul crushing.
Sure.
But it's really, you just have to take a step back and say, you know what, I'm doing the best that I can. I'm really trying to do something with my art, whether it's just make something beautiful or make a statement, but it's what I want to do. And just because the juror didn't select it doesn't mean my work is good personally. It just means that particular person, it didn't speak to them.
Well, you know, obviously no one has the goal of crushing anyone's soul, but at the same time, there really is a benefit to objective and constructive criticism of just about anybody's work. Yeah,
absolutely. And we, you know, I personally would encourage people to get their work out there and show it to other people, and constructive criticism is always good.
Sure. At the same time, I mean, you know, that whole idea of how one reacts to criticism, you don't want to, as an artist, put less of your soul into it the next time, right, for fear of that kind of criticism. So how do you strike that balance?
That's hard, and I think what, like I say, what we just encourage people to do is follow what they believe, but and do what is really that you need to create in your own soul, but to be adaptable. I mean, I think that when you're working as an artist, you need to change as you grow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things, again, that we try and encourage, is people not to just submit the same type of work year after year. even if it gets accepted, but to challenge yourself with something new, whether it's a new material or a new theme or something that's experimental, we really want you to try and put something out there that you haven't done before.
You know, I also think about, and this is a favorite quotation of mine from Picasso, Jim, who said, "To imitate others is necessary. To imitate oneself is pathetic."
And yes,
he was a pretty active imitator of his fellow artists. I mean, he did Matisse, he did Braque, he did a lot of his contemporaries at one time or another. And in a way, it makes sense in the overall arc of a career like that he's constantly bouncing off new ideas, right? Wherever you get them, that's okay, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And I think what really worked for a lot of people is to see, to get a art vocabulary and then to be able to transfer that into something that's meaningful to you. I come back with two quotes myself, and one was John Lennon that said, "There's nothing you can do that hasn't been done before."
Uh-huh.
But in reality, maybe you can take something that's been done before and make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Picasso quote that said, "By the time they figure out what I'm doing, I'm already gone."
That sums him up about as well as anything I could imagine. But that's also, and I'm not suggesting that anyone imitate other artists, but it's kind of the whole idea of not being afraid to draw inspiration from wherever you can find it, right?
Absolutely. And inspiration can come from any sources, and that's what makes building something with your mind and your hands so special, is that you can take inspiration from any source and turn it into something that's creative and beautiful that you've done yourself.
Well, given that you are on Maui, I would expect a lot of the inspiration to be the natural world, the ocean, the islands, you're surrounded by this great work of art called nature all around you, yeah?
Well, you'd be surprised. One juror one time had said, they wanted to do more of an international show, something work that would be just as well suited to be hanging in a gallery or museum in New York City as it would San Francisco, as it would in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And his quote again was, "If it's going to be palm trees, they better be good palm trees."
Well, I really find it difficult to argue with that, Jim, but we'll look forward to this upcoming show. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. And just a couple things that I really wanted to mention is that Art Maui is more than just a juried art show.
Mm-hmm.
As a group, we offer scholarships for high school seniors, four scholarships ranging from $2,000 to $1,000, and also the Art Maui website, which is artmaui.com.
Jim Polin is a Maui-based printmaker and a member of the board of Art Maui, whose 2016 exhibit is set for late March. Art Maui's annual symposium is set for February 20th at 2 p.m. in the Maui Arts and Cultural Center's Alexa Higashi Meeting Room, and in it, multimedia artist and interactive designer Maya Marinelli will present creative tools for artists and other creative minds. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.